It's the Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Dave Ansell. And I have to say thank you very much to my wife, Sarah, who bakes our cake every week for us. Cake of the week this week is chocolate slice, biscuits and nice chocolate top. And we're enjoying that very, very much. And apparently she's also in Second Life listening to us. So hello, and hello to everyone else in Second Life. Now, Dave, this kitchen science has got lots of people very excited. Brian in Chelmsford says the trick was to do it with some sellotape stuck over the balloon. But let's find out what Dave in Thetford reckons. Hi, Dave.
Hi.
What was your solution to Dave's kitchen science this week?
Well, we used to do a trick back in sort of performing days, so to speak, where we had a very large needle which we attached to a length of wool, and we used to coat the whole thing in Vaseline and then pierce the balloon through the thick part at the top, pass the needle through the thick part at the bottom, and then sort of pull it through till it was on the wall. But then because it was going to go down quite quickly, we used to hold it there for a couple of seconds and swing it up in the air and pop it with the point of the needle.
Dave, meet Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Yep, that is pretty much what I was going to suggest myself. Okay, so I'm going to start. So what I asked everyone to do, in case anyone's forgotten, is take a balloon, blow it up. Possibly a better balloon than that one.
It's good. We've got another one. What is it about your kitchen science experiments? Whenever you come and do them here, they always go wrong.
It adds to the live aspect of the programme, I'm sure, Chris. Okay, so we'll blow up another balloon here. And okay, so what I wanted to do was get something sharp, like a kebab stick, and stick it through the balloon. Now, of course, if you put a kebab stick into the side of the balloon where you'd normally think of sticking it, then the balloon just explodes, as I've shown earlier.
We tested that earlier, yeah.
Well, I think we don't have to test that again. I've done enough blowing up balloons in the front of my face. It just explodes. Now, the reason for that is rubber, when it stretches, basically it starts off being quite stiff, then it stretches a lot, then it gets very stiff again. And so the rubber in the sides of the balloon basically is at its maximum stretch. It can't stretch anymore. So if you make a hole in it, then all the force which the rubber which you made the hole in, where the hole is, should be taking, then that's all concentrated just at the edges of the hole. So all that force is concentrated in a very, very small place, so that bit of rubber can't take it anymore, so that breaks, which means there's even more force concentrated on the ends of the hole, and so the hole gets bigger and bigger and bigger. You get a tear running around the balloon, and the whole thing just
goes. It's a bit like a ladder instead of tights, isn't it, where you get one defect, and then all the force goes through the edge of the defect, and then before you know it, you have this ladder.
Yeah, or if you're trying to tear a piece of paper, it's very difficult to break a piece of paper if you haven't already just started the tear, in which case it's really easy.
Or shattering a car windscreen. If you have a chip, a stone chip or something, which then creates a defect in the glass, any force going across the glass, such as just the air hitting the glass at high speed, is enough to deform the glass, and the stress is then going to be concentrated around the irregular edges of the chip.
That's right. So basically what you need to do to stop the balloon popping when you put it in there is somehow reinforce where you're going, so where you're putting the skewer in. There's various ways of doing this. Lots of people suggest putting some sellotape over the top, which works nicely, or by the sounds of things, PVA glue, that sort of thing. You've just got to reinforce the edges to make it strong enough so that tear doesn't expand. However, there is a way of doing it without any other tools other than the skewer.
So just to backtrack on that a second, so that's where this sellotape or the duct tape comes in.
Yeah, that's right.
Or the PVA glue.
That's right. Now, what Dave was saying was if you get a skewer, you don't even have to cover it with Vaseline if you're lucky, and put it through the thick bit of the balloon near the neck, like this. Twist it a bit. It should go straight in.
That is amazing, actually. It went straight through. It's in. He's actually got a sharp skewer, and I can see it inside the balloon.
And then if we come up to the other end, at the thick bit at the exact opposite way you blow it up, with any luck, it should come through.
That is amazing. He has got a balloon staying inflated, impaled on a kebab stick.
Yeah, and the reason is that the rubber at the top and the bottom of the balloon hasn't been stretched yet, so there's got a lot of stretch left. So therefore, if you make a hole in it, the extra force which is coming from the lack of rubber in the hole is the rubber at the edges of the hole can stretch a bit, so that force is spread out around the edge of the hole, so one bit of rubber isn't taking all the force, so it can take it, and so the crack doesn't propagate, and you just put a skewer through it.
And I have to acknowledge Crystal Falcon, who tried this in Second Life, did say that twisting the skewer then pushes the latex polymer chains aside, and that allows it to enter without tearing. And as you push it through the thicker bit at the top, you've got more rubber to play with, basically. So well done to her. She got that spot on.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Brilliant experiment too, and lots of people had a go at it.